Sai's Glory, His Divine Story, every Thursday on Morning Glory. Catch the vibe with me, Karuna Munshi, on Radio Sai's Thursday Live on Asia Stream at 9:40 a.m. Om Shri Sai Ram. Let's begin by offering ourselves at the lotus feet of Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai Baba, the voice, the listener, the heart and soul of Radio Sai. Sai Ram and good morning, dear listeners. Welcome to Morning Glory on Thursday Live. Thank you for tuning to Radio Sai's Asia Stream, coming to you live from Prashanti Nilayam, India, the spiritual capital of the universe. My name is Karuna and it's my privilege to host this segment called Morning Glory. Managing this live studio broadcast is audio engineer Brother Sunil. It's a sunny Thursday morning here in the ashram. It's 9:40 a.m. right now and today is the 26th of September 2013. The current temperature outside the Radio Sai studio is 26 degrees Celsius and we are expecting midday highs of 34 later in the day. It seems the monsoon rains are more or less done for now. The rain gods have been generous to us this year as the sacred river Chitravati is flowing and some devotees have recently started offering aarti to the river on Thursday evenings to acknowledge her revival of sorts. Now just before Morning Glory came on air, we hope you enjoyed the Vedam and the Bhajans that were aired live in real time from the Sai Kulwant Hall here in Prashanti Nilayam on our website radiosai.org. We are now back in the studio and as we speak, thousands of devotees in the Sai Kulwant Hall are gently moving up in line to pray at the holiest of shrines on the face of earth. One that responds to every prayer, every sigh and every worry. The living, breathing Mahasamadhi of Bhagwan Shri Satya Sai Baba. Let's start off Morning Glory by bowing to the glory of the Mahasamadhi and offering the following prayer to Bhagwan. May all the beings in all the worlds be happy, peaceful and loving. May the unconditional love of God permeate every cell of every form of life on this planet and across the universe. May all beings, two-legged, four-legged, finned, winged, creepy crawlers, leafy trees, Mother Earth, and all that is within her and above her surface, the rivers, the ocean, the mountains, all life forms residing in them, the sky, the air, the wind, let the divine light and love envelop all creation and ooze peace and divine love from within each of these life forms. Let all thought forms in the universe be peaceful and loving right now and hereafter. Dear brothers and sisters, let's take a moment to visualize the divine light of God in our hearts and let us spread this light to embrace all these life forms on our planet and then to the rest of the universe and beyond. Samasta loka sukhino bhavantu. May all the beings in all the worlds be happy. Om shanti hi shanti shanti. Peace, peace, peace. With that prayer placed at the altar of God, it's time to share with you the delectable menu we'll be serving on Morning Glory today. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, part 2 of a very well-received Fleeting Moments interview with a member of the Radio Sai team who also happens to be the official priest at Prashanti Nilayam, Mr. Satyanarayan Babu. This is a must-listen-to conversation and if you have missed part 1 for any reason, be sure to catch it on our Facebook page, facebook.com/Radio Sai. But before that, right here, right now, we have a studio guest with us from the U.S. of A. and he is Dr. Michael Rakoff. Dr. Rakoff, M.D., is a pediatrician by training who now consults in the areas of medical administration and management with hospitals and large medical groups in the U.S. Since 2008, he has been volunteering at the Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Medical Sciences at Whitefield, Bangalore on a regular basis. Along with his significant other, his wife, Susan Sullivan, Dr. Rakoff has been keenly involved in the activities of the Sai organization on the East Coast of America, serving as an office bearer as well as a service volunteer. Just yesterday, I discovered that it was day before yesterday that I discovered Dr. Rakoff was a person of interest to us. And if you're wondering why, let me tell you. So for the past few months at Radio Sai, we have been browsing through an inspiring website www.sailoveinaction.org. This is a source of wonderful reports of selfless service projects from around the world that have moved us and inspired us deeply. So day before, when we found out that Dr. Rakoff is a member of the SciLoveInAction.org team, we had to seize the opportunity to learn more about it. So let's get on with the show. Sairam, Dr. Rakoff, and welcome to Morning Glory.
Sairam, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for being so gracious to accept the last-minute invite. So let's start with this SLIA or SciLoveInAction.org. What is it all about?
Well, it started in 2009, a casual conversation between the U.S. service coordinator, Jack Feely, and a few devotees. He was starting a newsletter to spread the word about service projects that were going on around the U.S. Mm-hmm. And the idea came up, why don't we put it online so that lots of people can share it? So from that humble beginning, 4 years ago, it grew. There are 10 regions in the U.S. for the Sci organization, mm-hmm. and there are now staff people, volunteers, in each of those regions gathering articles. There's a team of editors. More recently, we added a media team. Over the first 2 years, we developed the website that you mentioned, SciLoveInAction.org. We also have an audio group and a video group. So from just a few people having a hallway conversation, in 4 years, we've grown to a team of 35.
Well, that's an impressive number and very well organized, it sounds, the way it's evolving. Now, where was the need for this website?
There are people in the Sci organization doing service projects all around the country, and we found that there were some that were exemplary, and that we hoped that people would be able to find out about them, learn from that experience, and be able to put that into practice.
Oh, very nice. Just like a role model case study. Now, who is SciLoveInAction.org intended for?
It's intended for both members of the Sci organization and the general public. In the beginning, we had some questions. Is it an internal organization, external? 3 weeks ago in California, we had our first face-to-face meeting, a gathering of the whole team. And at that meeting, we've clarified that it should be for the general public as well as for members of the organization.
Well, the way it's set up is very inspiring. Anybody can just visit the website and learn a lot about the wonderful work that's being done in the U.S. What is the source of this information or the stories that you gather? How does it work, the flow of information?
As I said, there are regional service coordinators in the 10 regions. They talk with the Sci Center members, the presidents, the service coordinators. Mm-hmm. We have a list of all the projects going on in the U.S. We encourage people to come forward and tell about the projects that they're working on. Initially, we just asked the people working in it to write the articles. Now we understand that we need to help them sort of professionalize the organization. So now we're developing a team of writers who will work directly with
the doers,
exactly, and editors. More recently, we added video and audio, and as you know, we plan in the future to have a steady pipeline of our audio presentations coming to Radio Sci.
And I'm sure I can assure you, we are looking forward to that. Now,
one thing that I might add is, in the last year, it has become international.
How do you mean?
Well, there are more than a dozen articles from service projects in India. We now have a few from Europe and from South America, and this is growing much faster than we ever anticipated.
Oh, so you have to really strengthen your team very fast.
Absolutely.
Sounds like fun. Now, Dr. Rakoff, have you participated in any of the SEWA activities that are reported on SciLoveInAction.org?
Sure. I attend the Washington, D.C. Sci Center, and for the past, I think, 6 years, we've been serving homeless people in a large park across the street from the White House in Washington, D.C. It's interesting in that our center meets at a yoga center. They have had the same interest in serving the poor, so jointly, we go out two Sundays a month with a hot meal, a vegetarian meal, drinks. From time to time, we, especially in the wintertime, we'll also give out clothes to them.
And blankets and stuff, I'm guessing?
Sure.
Yes. I see. So I hope one day the president is watching from the window and sees who are those good Samaritans serving and maybe he joins you. Of course, he'll be accompanied by huge security. Now, can you tell us how can these stories reach a wider audience? If so much of good work is happening, so much of goodwill is translating into action, and you're then taking it a step further by posting it on the website, other than just the outreach of the website, people have to discover this when they Google. How else can we take them to a larger audience?
Well, as I just mentioned, we'll be sending a steady stream of audio reports to Radio Psi. Mm-hmm. And the example from Radio Psi is really terrific for us in terms of reaching the public. I understand that there's now a Facebook page, you know, and that's the way to put
YouTube,
it out.
And we are on YouTube, and we have quite a big presence now on the net.
Yeah. And so I think that social media is the way to reach the public. In addition to that, in our communities where we have the projects, inviting people who are not necessarily Psi devotees to join us, I think is a wonderful approach. People are looking for ways to help, and this is an excellent opportunity for them. And I would encourage people not to be shy to ask your neighbors and friends to join you in doing this service.
Oh, for sure. I think it's a great idea to build bridges. And there is no dearth of goodwill. There are so many good people who want to step forward and help. And as a matter of fact, there are many churches in the U.S., many social and community groups that go out there and serve as much as we do. Now, what is the difference between the wonderful work those groups do and what we are doing?
We've pondered that question for a while. And the approach that we've been taking now is... We try to stress the transformation that occurs within the doer in the project. Although I would say the doer is Sai Baba, the actual instrument that's doing the work. When I first started doing service work many, many years ago, I thought I was just helping the poor. And through my understanding of Sai Baba's writings, I understand that I'm also helping myself transform. So we encourage the participants in the projects to tell us how they themselves have been affected by that, how their hearts have opened up, how they've seen the unity between themselves and the person that they're doing the work with. And we think that that's a very important contribution to make to the entire community that's doing service, to understand not that we are the important people doing service and giving things to poor people, but in fact that there's a unity between all of us.
And the greatest beneficiary is not necessarily the end user, it's the person who God has chosen as an instrument.
Yes, we say that. I would say both. We have to be very careful to not make to not get into the ego of the person doing it, but to see the real transformation and the unity between people.
You've been doing Seva for a long time. Do
yes.
you feel a transformation in your heart?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Really, from doing this work, it's the happiest I've ever been in my life. Seeing the unity with other people. In the past, I made a lot of judgments of others, had issues with anger. But seeing the unity of all people and all things really changes that quite a bit.
Wow, that's very interesting. Actually, that is a recurring thought we also hear from the many Sevadal volunteers who come to serve in the ashram, and we have opportunities to talk to them. They always speak of this inner growth spurt that happens when they serve, and the happiness quotient just goes through the roof. That is a recurring theme.
Yeah, let me give you an example.
Sure.
In Baltimore, we had a service project with a program that rehabilitated drug addicts. It's in the worst neighborhood in Baltimore. There was some apprehension for the group when we were going there. They have more than 100 people in a residential program. They teach them job skills. They actually have businesses that they run. And so when we got to the program, there were about 40 of us. We had a meeting before setting up the medical camp there. And we reminded each other that we are all human beings, that there's unity. And as we spoke to the different people in the program, a lot of them were hardened drug addicts who lived on the streets and committed crimes and all that. There was an outpouring of love and warmth from those folks from the program, seeing in how we acted with them. And slowly over the hours that we were doing the medical camp, you could just see the tension released from our group who was doing that. Mm-hmm. And it was an excellent example in practice of the unity between people. If you show love, it's returned to you.
Everything resounds and reflects back. That is really so nice. What are some of the kind of activities you're doing? I understand there's a lot of rebuilding happening in the East Coast after Sandy, Hurricane Sandy.
Yes.
What are some of the, tell us about a few of the...
Every Saturday, there are 33 PSY organization centers in the Mid-Atlantic region, all the way from New York City down to southern Virginia. Every Saturday, a group both locally in the New York area and from around the region go, and we're rebuilding houses together with Habitat for Humanity for people who were affected. There's whole areas where people's homes and everything in their lives were wiped out. A lot of them were senior citizens who were retired, who had limited income. Devotees have been going there since the very first day after the hurricane, and it's continued on and on. Each Saturday, different PSY centers from around the region will go there. Hammers and nails, cleaning, helping with food and money and whatever else people could supply.
You know, when you start sending some audio stories to Radio PSY, I'm really looking forward to hearing the reactions and responses of those folks whose homes were destroyed and who are now interacting with the groups from the PSY centers. What their reaction is, how do they perceive this goodwill as? I'm sure a lot of them have very interesting transformation happening at their end as well, which would be wonderful to record and share with
others. I'll make sure that we do that.
That would be great.
We'll have a team go up there and interview them.
That would be really fantastic to have their reactions. Now, going forward, what can we expect from PsyLoveInAction.org?
At our recent meeting, we plan some reorganization to more professionalize the work that we're doing. We are setting up teams of writers and investigative reporters rather than just depending on the participants to write the articles. We've learned from Radio PSY how to more professionally do the audio recordings, and people are now preparing to do that. We've looked at the website and taken a critical look at the website, and we're have a list of changes that we're going to make on it to make it more friendly, user-friendly. Easier to drop down menus to find projects either by type of project or region that they're in, and make it much easier for people to move through through that project. Internationally, the PSY organization has connected with not just the folks in Europe and South America, but also in India. And we're in the process of figuring out how to do that communication up and back to share the lessons that we learned in the U.S. What we would hope is that there will be small teams developed in each of the different continents to feed in. We started as a very humble little conversation, and this has grown very large. So we intend to make steady, slow progress and learn from the experiences that we've had. And our brothers and sisters in PSY Radio have had lots of experience with this in the past, and we're tapping on their experience also.
Sounds like a plan. And I'm sure the way Swami perhaps wants it is going to be one point source for a lot of inspiration for people who want to do something and don't know how to go about it, who are looking for service ideas, and to seek inspiration that will translate into action.
Yes.
Many of us feel a lot of inspiration in our hearts, but it takes, you have to go an extra step to really transform that into action.
Right. On a number of the projects, we'll start the article with the how-to part.
Yes.
And then the second part will be the transformation report of the people that participated in it.
That's really taking the whole concept of service to the next level, because Swami said service in this age is the vehicle to attain salvation.
Yes.
So that being the case, I think this is wonderful, all the information that you have shared with our listeners. Your final thoughts, Dr. Rakoff?
Open up your hearts and send the love. You'll be happier. You'll feel the love coming back. Sairam,
thank you so much for joining us today at very short notice and bringing us up to speed on this very inspiring initiative. At Radio Sai, we look forward to a very productive engagement with the SaiLoveInAction.org group. Here's wishing your team the very best of luck.
Sairam, thank you.
Thanks very much. Dear listeners, you're tuned to Morning Glory, coming to you live from Prashanthi Nilayam, India, the seat of supreme truth, ultimate beauty, and all things auspicious. The time right now in Prashanthi Nilayam, India is 10 a.m. and today is the 26th of September 2013. Your feedback means the world to us. We welcome it as Swami's feedback to our efforts. So please go ahead and email us your thoughts about this live conversation about SaiLoveInAction.org with Dr. Michael Rakoff. As always, you can reach us at listener@radiosai.org. And now, to make sure that your day continues to be Sai-some awesome, I'm pleased to bring you the final part of this in-house Fleeting Moments interview with the former student of the Sri Satya Sai Mirpuri College of Music. My guest is my colleague here at Radio Sai, Mr. Satyanarayan Babu. Last week, we played part one of this two-part interview right here on Morning Glory. Here now is the concluding part of my conversation with my brother and my colleague, Mr. Satyanarayan Babu, for your listening pleasure. So, you have such a tight, packed schedule, working 5 a.m. to 10:30 p.m.
Yeah.
Monday through Saturday, and then Sunday you're doing Swami's work in the Samiti.
Yeah.
Were they difficult years?
No, I didn't feel any difficult, because I know my capacity that I can work a lot. Only one thing, if I sleep, I won't get up. That is the thing. But otherwise, I don't mind food, everything. If work comes, I'll put my full concentration.
What
full
was the nature of your job? What did you do?
I was as a telemarketing executive. I joined as a telemarketing executive. In 3 months, I promoted as a telemarketing team leader.
Mm.
So, then there also so many experience happened. I used to give gyan to my elders there. If they have any problem, they used to come and tell me. I'll tell gyan, I'll tell come for bhajan, read Swami's message. So there many people got transformed into Swami's fold. And even in that company, there was a terrible problem with the company heads, like partners. So I gave them Swami's book. I told, read this, why you want to fight those things. They read that. Now that company is in a very high position. Even now, sometimes the director of the company, he used to mail me, he'll tell, Satya, I want to come to Parthi, when can I come? Like that. So, wherever I go, Swami make sure that I do something good for others. Till today. Wherever I go, small thing on road, or in office, or in home, or for some of my friends, somewhere I'll be doing some good. If that work completes, I'll be out of that place. I'll go to other place. Because I have worked in many places in my life.
So, since you were working in this MNC, how did your life come a full circle and you landed back in Puttaparthi? What happened?
In due course, Swami told me to come out of the company. And Swami was very particular that I should learn Vedam properly. Learn Vaidiham properly. I told Swami I can't learn. He told, no, if you don't learn, I'm not going to speak with you. He was very angry. I told, okay, anyway, I'll learn. I came out of the company. I went to Madurai to the Jayarama Sastrigal. I was there with him for around 2.5 years. And I learned Vedam. I used to go for Kumbh Abhishekam, everything. I was there as a main boy with him. Because there was 50 people around him. because I'm from Parthi and ex-students, I had that certificate ex-student. So he used to keep me near him always. So like that I learned Vedam. I was there in Madurai for 2 to 2.5 years. Then I have shifted myself to Udumalaipet, which is near Coimbatore, for nearly some 6 to 7 months. Then later I came back to Tanjavur. I was doing my online business because again I'm not interested to do puja. Because Swami told, I learned. In due course, Swami slowly went away from our family. Because this black magic problem has solved properly.
It's all cleared now?
All cleared now.
How do you know that it's all gone?
We can feel. Okay. If any problem comes, we'll get into some problem, right?
Okay.
So, but even today, Swami speaks with my father and mother, but not with me. Because I don't have any problems. As of now, I don't have any problems with His grace. So Swami stopped speaking with me. In the beginning, I felt little bad. Then later, slowly, I started speaking to Him through photo. Wherever I go, I'll feel that Swami is with me. So it was like that going on. And when I was doing puja, after coming out of the company, NHIT company, I had a intention of joining in army or in police.
The real commando.
Yeah. I was, my wish to be in army, in Indian army as a major. So people should call me Major Satya. That was my intention, my goal of my life I had.
Mm-hmm.
Then my father was dead against to that. My mother was dead against to that. Their intention that I should be in Sattvic line, every day bhajan puja kind of thing.
You wanted to be a Kshatriya, they wanted you to be a Brahmin.
Yeah. So without telling them, I joined in police.
Oh.
Yeah. Maybe after listening this radio psych conversation, they will come to know, I think.
They have no clue.
No clue. So I joined in police as in friends of police category, not as a real policeman. There is a group called Friends of Police. It's like informer.
Support.
Yeah, support.
Yeah, agency, yeah.
So, agency. Mm. So, I was there like informer to the police of Tanjavur district for some months. After some few months, there was a major problem in Tanjavur. So, one group of youth, they have stolen 58 bikes, 3 cars and few lakhs of rupees within a week. So it was very big headache in police department. It was a very big headache. So where I have registered as friends of police, that particular police station inspector is very close to me.
Okay.
He's a Sai devotee. So he told me, Satya, can you spare more time for this and can you get some details out of some problem? I told, yes sir, and I was working under one madam sub-inspector and two sub-inspectors under her. So I was direct under the sub-inspector. We used to go every day night, we used to go put some tent work. But wherever I go, if I walk alone, I'll feel someone is walking behind me. So I'll get scared. Oh my God. I'll be thinking that those fellows came to attack me. So throughout that problem, we clear the problem, this was there. I'll feel someone is behind me. If I go in bike, I had a bike. So when I go in bike, I'll feel someone is sitting
like
behind me.
Sitting behind you?
Sitting behind me. Even if I shake, I could feel someone is sitting behind me. That weight, everything. So I got a bit scared. So later I started chanting Sai Gayatri. Every day, wherever, whenever I go, I'll be keep on chanting Sai Gayatri. That too, I remind this thing. When Swami told me, start early, drive slowly, reach safely. That also came into my mind. I don't know why Swami told. So many things in my mind. So this problem was going on. This police problem was going on. Within some 15 days, we caught all 6 fellows and we have arrested them. I was involved in that catching that crime fellows unofficially. So Tanjavur superintendent of police called me and he gave a reward. Not in public, in office. And he told, can you work under me directly? I told, okay, fine. So by the time when I joined directly under superintendent of police of Tamil Nadu, in Satya Sai organization, I became a district youth coordinator for Tanjavur and Tiruvarur district. So that gave one weightage for me. And I was working under him for so many days. I have catched many crimes. I have ran a lot behind people. and bang them left and right inside the jail.
Little did we know, we had our own 007 in the office. Okay, you've done that in Thanjavur.
Even my parents don't know these things.
So why, did they not know why you were missing from home? How could they not know?
I'll tell, I have some work and I'll go away.
Oh.
My father was very angry.
You're like Batman, you know, just different disguises you work.
Mm-hmm. I wrote all this in my diary.
Okay.
Only my diary. Swami,
so who was sitting behind you, do you think, when you felt?
Later I came to know that it was Swami.
Swami, how did
came,
you come to
Swami
know that?
Swami came to my dream and he told, don't get scared. I am there behind you.
Oh.
Because you are in a situation that anybody can attack you anytime. So I am behind you.
Oh, great.
My parents knows that I have so many police contact. Because sometimes my father is to see my mobile. Many police number is to be there. And I'll get many calls from them. They know that I have police contact.
As long as you're not in trouble with the law, they were okay.
But they don't know that really I'm involved in these crime things.
By night, you turn into a super cop.
So every day night I used to go. Every day night, 12:30 or 1. By the time I reach home, it will become 1:30, 12:30, like that. Again, next day morning, Nagar Singh will be there, I'll go. Morning also, I'll be roaming. Wherever I go, my eyes will be on someone, like that. So for so many years, till I came to Parthi, till 2012 I joined in Parthi, I came to Radio Sai. Till then I was in crime.
Undercover police officer.
Yeah, undercover.
Special assignment.
Yeah.
So are you doing some special assignment duties in Radio Sai also
that we should all
know of?
No.
No, you do something less exciting.
No, I'm not doing anything here.
Okay. So audio editing, video editing,
yeah,
that's
I'm doing
what?
Audio editing and video editing.
Mm, very good.
When I was in Thanjavur, I'll get more angry.
Okay.
When I used to go for driving or something, if anybody dash to me, I'll go and slap them.
Wow.
Even once it so happened in night time when I was coming from one crime, I was very angry. I could not catch that fellow. Nobody knows me in Parthi. Even police don't know that I'm in working under police department. So only superintendent of police in Thanjavur and two sub-inspector, one inspector know. And Thanjavur collector knows. Nobody else know. So one police slapped me. So, I slapped him back one day night after coming back from one crime.
Why did you get into this slapping match? Did he knock into your vehicle or something?
Yeah, I was coming in bike. He asked for my driving license. I gave. RC book, I gave. He asked for money. I told I won't give money.
Oh, bribe. He wanted a bribe.
Yeah. Mm. He asked, give me 500 rupees. I told I won't give. He took my bike key and he told, without paying, you can't move from here. I shouted on him because already I was in some trouble. That I could not catch. So in that mood I have shouted on him. He got angry and he slapped me. I slapped him back. So later they took me to jail. Then they came to know that I am working under police. So they left me.
What an adventurous life you have led. You're so young. You've been to many places. How did all this excitement conclude and how did you come to Parthi?
Later, one day I realized that this is not my life goal, something else.
Uh-huh. How did that realization come?
Just when I got up from the bed. I just got in my mind. In my mind I got that, Satya, the way you are going, it's not proper path. You should turn over to somewhere. So, I don't know what to do next. So, I asked my dad what to do. My dad's intention was, I should be in Parthi. Because slowly he came to know that I am involved in something. So, if he goes to Parthi, he will be safe. He told, better go to Parthi. Don't come back. If you don't get job there, no problem. You just stay in Parthi. We'll take care of you like that. I approached Dhananjay, who is audio engineer in Radio Sai. One day, I asked, brother, I want to join in Parthi. It was just before Swami's 85th birthday. That time itself. So, he told, yeah, let me see. So, later, I don't know whom to approach. I don't know anyone here. So, still, I was doing all kind of work in Thanjavur. I was there. District Youth Coordinator. I used to come to Parthi for Darshan. Yearly thrice or four times I'll come here for surveys. So during Swami's 85th birthday, I acted a main role as a Sevadal.
Mm-hmm.
I was a Sevadal group leader in Shanti Bhavan.
Oh wow, important duty.
Yeah, because I was a District Youth Coordinator, they put me in Shanti Bhavan group leader. I was here nearly for 1.5 months in Shanti Bhavan. So there I got experience of guiding the people. How to speak with them, because all people are they're in very high position.
Mm.
And some of the, many students used to come.
VIP guest house.
VIP guest house. Mm. And many of our students, current students, they used to come there and they used to help them.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to, whatever they want, I have to help. It is totally humble work. I can't raise my head. I can't raise my tone. Totally full humble work. I was here for 1.5 months. So after that, again, I went back to home. Everything was going on. 2010, on my birthday, I make sure on every birthday I'll be in Parthi. So on my birthday, I gave letter to Swami.
In 2010?
2010,
October, okay.
On my birthday.
Mm-hmm.
So in ex-students, I was sitting, ex-students row. And Swami came, I gave letter to Swami, and I told Swami I want to join in Parthi. Swami told, take Padanamskaram. And he went off. And Swami chair little, just he moved. I again went to Swami. Swami, I told, suddenly, Swami, you want to join in Radio Sai? Just, Swami told, again, wait, say. Swami told, wait, say. Wait, wait, wait. Why I got this Radio Sai thought was, every day I'll get Sai in spares.
Thought for the day.
Thought for the day. And I came to know that some of our people are working in Radio Sai. That is, ex-students are working in Radio Sai. And my father is very fond of Radio Sai website. He makes sure every day morning he visits Radio Sai. And he makes sure we also visit Radio Sai. If there is any article or not, he makes sure that we visit Radio Sai. And live program I used to watch. Live, whenever live goes, we used to put on the speaker, everything. So, I don't know. Normally, I thought that we should have some goal. Then only Swami will approach. So, I don't know where to join. So, just for a sake, I told Swami I want to join Radio Sai. Really, I didn't have intention of joining Radio Sai that time, to be frank. So, Swami told, wait. Again, I went back to home. Again, I was involved in all kinds of solving the crime in police department. One day, my dad told...
Were you paid for this job?
No, not paid.
Oh, like a community worker.
Yeah, like a
like
community.
Batman, just for the goodwill.
So, my dad, one day he told, you start to Parthi, do something. Don't come to home. So, it was 2012, January. First, I came for an alumni meet. That was the first alumni meet after my ex-student. After I became ex-student, that was the first alumni meet I came to Parthi. On my way to Parthi, in Bangalore, I lost my purse and my mobile.
Oh.
So, I had only 500 rupees hidden in my bag. So, with that money, somehow I reached Parthi. After coming to Parthi, I told my parents, like this, I lost my money. Then, somehow they transferred money to me. So, I stayed here for 3-4 days. That time, I approached Radio Sai. I came to Brother Sai Prakash and I told Brother, I want to join in Radio Sai. He asked why. I told, I want to be in Parthi and I know photo editing. I learnt Photoshop and Coral Draw. Because Photoshop I used to use for police department for some work. So for that I learnt.
For creating composite sketches of really, potential
true.
Criminals.
True. For that I learnt. So I told like that brother. He told, we are very happy. And how you want to come here? I told, anything brother, if you don't pay also no problem, I want to be in Parthi, that's what my parents needs. I told, okay, when you want to join like that? He gave 2-3 days time, so they have discussed, and they were agreed to take me in Radio Sai. After 3 days, I told I'll join on January 20th, on 2012. I went back to home, again I was involved in police, this one, and every day morning Nagar Sangirtan, homework, everything I used to do. I didn't tell anyone in Thanjavur. I didn't tell any of my friends. I just switched off my mobile. After I reached Parthi on 18th of January, I felt that this is not that Satya which I was living in Thanjavur. I felt something different. And I don't speak with anyone. I used to speak only with Sai Prakash. And later I started speaking with one more brother named Ajish. I don't speak with anyone. Whatever work they give, I used to learn, I used to do something. I used to walk slow. In my place, I used to walk fast. But after coming here, I used to walk slow. When I was walking slow, I felt that my mind is getting calm. My heart is becoming calm. I am not getting angry. I was not getting angry. My thoughts slowly started changing, transforming. and started going for bhajans. Slowly I started changing. Slow and slow and slowly. Like Swami told, start early, drive slowly, reach safely. Slowly I started.
Did you feel you had come home? This is where you were meant to be?
Yeah, I felt that. Mm-hmm. I felt that, okay, this is where I supposed to come.
Mm.
But these many years, I missed this.
So, this is after Mahasamadhi, after 2 years.
Yes.
How did you land the position of the priest? I'm just curious to know.
Radio Sai was going on. One fine day, there was a call from trustees saying that we need a new priest. That call came to Radio Sai through one of brother. And some here brother, they suggested me. Because they know me that I have learnt Vedam everything. They know only that I have learnt Vedam everything.
And you've been trained in Madurai and you had prior experience at the Shirdi temple in Tanjavur.
Yeah, because before joining Radio Sai, I told my what all I did before, except this police thing.
The undercover officer, we didn't know about that.
So, they told that, Satya, do you like to take over? The first word I told was, I don't want to take, brother. I'm not interested to take. But Sai Prakash...
Why did you say that?
I don't like to do puja.
Yeah, you want to be the corporate boy with the wearing trousers and a tie instead of being wearing dhoti and angavastra.
True.
Mm-hmm.
But even today I do puja in my room. Mm-hmm. That's enough for me.
Mm-hmm.
So Sai Prakash, dear Sai Prakash, he told, no Satya, that is not life. He spoke to me for 2 hours and he told, think of everything. Go sit, take your own time. Then I went to meditation tree upstairs, which is on the way to university.
Yeah.
I sat there. I started thinking, Swami, what is my life? Why are you making me this? I told Swami, why you want me to become, which I thought what I don't want, again I'm getting this. So then I thought, okay, my parents will be happy if I take. For their sake, I'll do for some days. So I took over as a priest on 5th August 2012. When I gave first aarti, I promised on Swami that, Swami, from today, I'll do aarti for only 6 months. Within 6 months, you should shift me from here to Radio Sai back as a full time. This was the promise I told to Swami. But of course, 1 year crossed. I don't know his plans.
And did you realize that was 9 years since you first saw Swami that you started the aarti? 2012, August 5th.
I didn't realize that.
9 years after becoming his student, when you had the first darshan as a student, 9 years later you were performing aarti.
August 5th, I gave aarti. Yeah,
beautiful.
True.
So now 1 year doing it.
Yeah.
You told him that it's only for 6 months and you want to go back to Radio Sai.
True. Before taking over as a priest, there was a meeting with a trustee and a secretary. And I told them, I'll take this in condition based. They asked, what is it? I told, if you allow me to work in Radio Sai, in pant shirt, then I'll come as a priest. They told, okay, fine. No problem. Anyway, morning puja and evening aarti. In between, you don't have any work. So you can go there. I told, I want full freedom in Radio Sai. You should not stop me telling I should not do this, I should not do that. They told, till you are in a good circle and you are doing a good thing, we don't mind. If you cross your limit, then we'll think for something else. So, with that promise, I took over this pujari. While doing puja, in the beginning, I was not doing with heart. I was not doing with full heart. Again, Swami gave me one hit. I fell down and I just had my right hand rest. Had a small pain. Pain, nothing else. And my left shoulder bone, left shoulder ball, got a small air crack.
Oh.
Then I realized, oh my God, Swami, okay, I'll do with my full heart. For 1 month, I did not do with full heartedly. I was doing, while doing puja, I'll think, okay, Swami is there. That's all. After coming out, I'll think, what, Swami, you gave me this. Then, after this air crack, I connected this incident with the incident which happened in Tanjavur, that camphor fell down in my hand.
Yeah.
I thought, okay, I should not do this, so I started doing with full heart. Slowly, I started feeling his presence. My father used to tell, feel that you should imagine that Swami is sitting in this throne and he is blessing all. So I started imagining that. Through that imagination, I started seeing him. I was doing Abhishekam, everything, every day. While doing Abhishekam, I feel that Lord Shiva physically sitting there.
So you do like Abhishekam to the Atirudram Lingam?
Yeah, Atirudram Hayagya Lingam. Mm-hmm. And there has to be one more Lingam, mm-hmm. one Spatika Lingam, mm-hmm. and three Saligramas, yeah. Saligramam, one more Lingam. It will be like a full black Lingam, and one silver Lingam, mm-hmm. one small Ganesha, and four Devis. Of course, Atirudram Hayagya Lingam, which Swami himself did Pranapratishtha.
Yes.
So
you're blessed to offer Abhishekam to them. How old are you, Satya?
Now I'm 23.
My God, incredible. What a life you have led, huh?
Yeah.
By 23, you've been to many places, done many things, Major Satya, and now Major Satya is performing all these sacred pujas that people would give an arm and a leg to have an opportunity.
Yeah.
And it came to you on a silver platter. You weren't keen. You didn't go seeking for it.
I didn't go.
So when you performed the aarti, I noticed at the Mahasamadhi, I used to think you're just raising the lamp up and down because the rest of us go into a frenzy and do big circles offering aarti. Is this the correct way to do it?
Actually, there are two types of aarti actually, mm-hmm. South Indian type and North Indian type.
Okay.
South Indian people will do in clockwise rotating.
Okay.
And North Indian people will do clockwise rotating and one half circle they will do anti-clockwise.
Oh, I see. Oh, like this, yes, I remember. Yeah. Ganga Aarti, we do that, yeah.
Yeah. Mm. So, I based on South Indian Aarti type. Mm-hmm. So, I do. But because I do slow, in the initial stage, I used to do little fast. When I started feeling that Swami is sitting physically, and when Swami used to be there physically, mm-hmm. I got twice chance to perform Aarti as a student.
Mm-hmm.
That time, I used to do slow. My room leader boys, they used to tell, altar boys, they used to tell, you should do Aarti from head till two.
So very long,
very
big,
long
circle,
big circle,
oval circle.
Yeah. Then I started imagining myself that Swami is sitting in this chair. So how much height he will be when he was in physical form. If he sits, where his hairs will end,
but
where his toe will end. Like
when
that.
You offer the aarti, now you're doing it straight to the Mahasamadhi.
No, straight to the chair.
Chair, okay. So you're facing the chair and doing
it.
I see.
But I want to tell one thing here.
Mm-hmm, please.
I did not get more interaction with Swami's physical form, but thought-wise, I used to speak with Swami. And in Swami's last period, after Swami's 85th birthday, I started coming to Parthi twice a month once. I don't know why. Or 3 months once, 4 months once, maximum 4 months once. I used to come to Parthi, just stay for 2-3 days, have darshan and go. On March 2011, when I came for Prashanti Seva, it's All India Seva, I was doing duty in Dashavataram Gate, which is next to the bill. That time only Swami has created one new game that he wants to be in hospital and some other doctors should treat him, some doctors. After Swami left to the hospital, on 1st of April, our state, Tamil Nadu state, has decided that they should send some few core group of youth, youngsters, who is very talented in everything, to the hospital as a special sevadal, security sevadal. So they have put me as a group leader, and some 10 boys we went, we were there, because I am a group leader, and above me there was one more group leader, one sir. That sir appointed me in the main lift entrance. After me only, they can enter the lift. If they catch the lift, then only they can lift our steps. Mm. Then only they can reach upstairs. I was staying there till Swami was there in hospital. I was there. When Swami was taken back to the ashram, Swami's
physical, after the Mahasamadhi.
After the Mahasamadhi, Swami's body. I came back to ashram again. And here also, they put me in a major role as a sevadal. I was in a major role. I was Sevadal in Chitravati Bridge, near the Chitravati Bridge, where the queue started. Chitravati Bridge is very long from Kulwant Hall.
Very far.
Very far. Very far from Kulwant Hall. Their queue started. For
people days. Who wanted to have last darshan of Bhagwan's divine form.
Yes. As we all know, 24 hours, day and night for 3 days, people were keep coming and having his darshan. So, third day came, the rituals happened. They put Swami inside the Samadhi and covered with vibhuti, everything. That time I was very near to Swami's Mahasamadhi. I was just next to Samadhi, standing there and sending the people who came for darshan. I was telling them to move, keep moving, keep moving. Next day, again, they want two sevadal to be appointed near Swami Samadhi. With His divine grace, I was the first sevadal in all India who sat near Swami's Mahasamadhi.
What an honor, huh? What an honor.
Yeah, I didn't expect that I'll get that.
I think this was really the accumulated good karma of your entire ancestors who had done good stuff that
True.
Came to you and
True.
They gave you the opportunity.
Yeah. And that time there was no timings.
We are supposedly like several hundred million strong community of Sai devotees and you had the chance.
I'm the first. Then they have selected three more. Mm. And we didn't have time.
Day so what did it feel like to stand next to the spot where the divine form had been laid to rest?
To be frank, I didn't feel anything. I felt Swami sleeping there. That's it.
Mm.
Because Swami has trained me in my home.
Mm.
He used to come in a spirit. So anyway, Swami is there. Actually, in whole ashram, whole sevadal points, there is one most auspicious point, which anyway, everything is auspicious point, but most auspicious point, there is one point.
Which is?
And only one young boy can get that. That is just opposite to Swami's Ajur Mandir door.
Okay.
It is called center point in Swami's Ajur Mandir. The role of that boy, he is to fold his both hands and he is to stand when Swami comes out from his home. And when Swami coming back to home, that time also he has to stand opposite to the door and he has to fold his hands.
Mm.
Nowhere sevadals are supposed to fold their hands when Swami comes.
Mm.
I want to be in that place. I tried so many times to be in that place when Swami was in physical form. I did not get. But my last Prashanti service was in Swami's center point, in Ajur Mandir center point. Even though Swami was not in physical form, our security officer, they used to tell us to put carpet for Swami, light a lamp. So, that time I thought, Swami, these many years I was doing very close service to you. Now, next time if I come for service, I don't know where I will be. But next time I came for service in Radio Sai, not as a Sevadal from Tamil Nadu.
So all your dreams were fulfilled. Swami was reading your thoughts. You had that inner connection. You've always had that inner connection with Swami.
From my childhood, I can say.
Going forward, where do you see yourself? Do you foresee yourself doing the priest duty?
To be frank, I want to be in Radio Sai full time. I have tried as much as possible to come out of priest. But in the way, if I try to come out, Swami will block the way.
Okay.
So finally I realized, okay, this is not I meant to do. And I'm sure this is not my end. This is not my life end.
You're only 23.
Yeah. No, this priest I'm telling.
I see.
This is not my end of my career. He is trying to teach me something through this priest. He is creating more patience in me. I don't know for what he is doing this. I'm very happy.
You're very happy doing what
very
you're
happy.
Doing.
Yeah.
Priest by morning and evening aarti and Radio Sai audio video editor
yeah.
rest of the time.
And even now, I got more interested in photography, video editing. Before coming to Radio Sai, I didn't have anything. After coming to Radio Sai only, I learned everything.
Mm-hmm.
So, going on. My life is going on with His grace. The path He decided for me.
And you're open to whatever He offers you.
Yes, I'm ready to take. Of course, because I'm a human being, I'll be having some thoughts saying that, Swami, why you are doing this? But finally, I'll take what He gives.
Mm-hmm.
I don't do beyond that.
Mm-hmm.
Even if I go, He will make sure that I'm inside that.
Satya, let me repeat Swami's question to you. Why do you like Him? Do you like Him?
Of course I like Him.
Do you love Him?
Of course I love Him more than me. I love more than myself Him.
Why?
I don't know why. I don't know why.
Do you think He's God?
Of course He is God. He is my mother, my father. He is the one who is guiding me all through my life. Even if I leave this body, even if I be as a spirit, I want Him to be with me always. I don't know why he created my this Janma, and I'm sure that I'm an instrument in his hand for something. I never told many things to many people, which I narrated in this. Many close friends of me, even my parents will be wondering, what, he did these many things in his...
Finally revealed the secret life of Major Satya, Satyanarayan Bab.
True.
On Radio Sai.
Yeah.
This is an expose, a real exclusive, spiritual expose.
So beautiful. Great. I can't tell even thanks. The thanks word is not enough to express my gratitude to Swami. I give myself to him. Whatever he wants to do through me, let him do. He is doing throughout my life, in next Janma, how many births even if I take, I want to be as an instrument in his hand.
And even if that means not wearing your shirt, pant, tie and corporate pinstripe shirt and a corporate suit, it's okay?
It's okay. I got used to this, dhoti and...
Dhoti as well as the white and white.
White and white.
These sometimes are the best fashion statements a man can make. It's all right. They're pretty cool.
True.
But it's so beautiful to hear your experiences and a very deep spiritual journey for a person as young as yourself, 23. Thank you so much for sharing it, Satya.
Thank you so much, Didi. And thank you all in Radio Sai, my dear brothers and sisters, around the world, my brothers and sisters, to listening me. I would have made some mistakes. Please forgive me. Once again, I'm thankful to Swami for speaking through me in this conversation.
And me too. I'm grateful to both of us for being here in the studio with us. Thank you so much, Satya.
Thank you.
Sai Ram.
Sai Ram.
Sai Ram, and welcome back to Morning Glory, coming to you live from Prashanthi Nilayam, India, on September 26, 2013. Dear brothers and sisters, you just heard the concluding part of a conversation with Team Radio Sai's Mr. Satyanarayan Babu. It came to you as part of our Fleeting Moments Lasting Memories series. Hope you enjoyed it. Do send us your feedback by email at listener@radiosai.org. You can listen to this interview in its entirety, that is both parts, at our website radiosai.org/SciStudents or on our Facebook page facebook.com/RadioSci, where you will find some lovely pictures of Brother Satya with Swami. For your information, dear listeners, there are over 160 such conversations with Baba students available for your listening pleasure on our website www.radiosci.org/SciStudents. SciStudents is one single word and is plural. This series of conversations with the alumni of Baba schools and university is filed as Fleeting Moments Lasting Memories. And then there is our other very popular series called Tryst with Divinity. Now those are interviews with Baba's devotees around the world. So Fleeting Moments captures student experiences and Tryst with Divinity chronicles the stories of devotees everywhere. With that verification, it is now time for me to offer Morning Glory at Bhagwan's lotus feet. Up next is Brother Raghu with Service Love in Action, but that's at 11 o'clock. As I bid you Sai Ram, I hope through the rest of this Sai-some awesome day, you will continue to pray for the well-being of all the beings in all the worlds. Samasta Loka Sukhino Bhavantu, Samasta Loka Sukhino Bhavantu, Samasta Loka Sukhino Bhavantu. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Please enjoy some melodious bhajans from our Sai Blossom album Bhavanjali 6 till Raghu signs in at 11. Sai Ram.
Thank you. suno prabhu sai natha
suno prabhu sai natha
bharaj suno prabhu sai
स्वामी
सका
सका तुम स्वामी अर्ज सुनो प्रभु
वानर वीरा